as great as a diet that they're on, sometimes, you know, they have to be on lipid-lowering medicines.
Right.
You don't need every single risk factor in order to get heart disease. You can just need a couple of them. Like, people are like, oh, you know, my cholesterol is great, but you know, but you do have hypertension and you are continuing to smoke. So, but the good news is, you know, when you can always change that. You know, those are things that you can modify. You just take some risk factor reduction type of management. We're all accountable, right, for our own health.
And you know, it's sure, absolutely. And you know, it's
sometimes even other people's health.
But in order to do something like that, you have to be committed.
And quite often, an event like you were telling me about your event that made you quit smoking,
right?
That impetus, that I don't want to end back. Pain in my chest was crushing.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's a very teachable moment for me. I can really kind of go in there and kind of, you know, make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it isn't. You know, there's a lot of fear with change.
Where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Police in Boise, Idaho say a man went on a stabbing rampage at an apartment complex that he'd been thrown out of earlier. USA Radio's Wendy King with that story.
Police Chief William Bones says the suspect, Timmy Kinner, targeted a three-year-old's birthday party.
Due to his behavior, he had been asked to leave. Kinney had done so. He returned last night to exact vengeance, not just on those that he had been with as they were not at the apartment, but at any target which was available.
Nine people were injured, including six children.
President Trump says states could one day decide where abortions are legal. Trump sharing that view in an interview on Fox News yesterday, saying that could be one effect of Supreme Court decisions after he appoints his successor to retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy, who provided a swing vote in decisions supporting abortion rights in both 1992 and 2016. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump recounts learning of Justice Anthony Kennedy's retirement plans. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
In an interview with Fox News, President Trump says he was at the White House on Wednesday when he became aware of somebody showing up to deliver him something.
You know, I got a call, Maria, that somebody would like to see me. And they were sort of like acting anonymous. I said, wait a minute, I'm the president of the United States. How could I see somebody? I don't know who it is. Anyway, I figured it out. And it was a very elegant moment. It was a beautiful moment. He presented me with a letter.
President Trump saying he'll be announcing his choice to replace Justice Kennedy on the 9th of July. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials have arrested a California man who they say threatened to kill the FCC chairman's family over net neutrality's repeal. A Justice Department release identified the person arrested as Makara Mann of Norwalk, California. According to an affidavit obtained by the Washington Post, the man allegedly sent the emails to FCC Chairman Ajit Pai. In one of the emails, he threatened to kill him and his children. The FBI said Mann admitted sending the emails because he was angry about net neutrality and wanted to scare him. The FCC voted in December to repeal the so-called net neutrality regulations, which were policies that treated internet service providers like a public utility. If convicted, Mann could face up to 10 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It is 8:06, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Hot enough for you? It's not that day today, but it certainly applies, does it not? Flemington right now, it is 35. As soon as my phone decides to provide me some information, I'll be happy to pass it along to you. There we go, 81 degrees right now, clear skies, no rain in the forecast. Today is the second day of July. We had Sunday, July 1st. Sunny today in a mere...
Where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Police in Boise, Idaho say a man went on a stabbing rampage at an apartment complex that he'd been thrown out of earlier. USA Radio's Wendy King with that story.
Police Chief William Bones says the suspect, Timmy Kinner, targeted a three-year-old's birthday party.
Due to his behavior, he had been asked to leave. Kinney had done so. He returned last night to exact vengeance, not just on those that he had been with as they were not at the apartment, but at any target which was available.
Nine people were injured, including six children.
President Trump says states could one day decide where abortions are legal. Trump sharing that view in an interview on Fox News yesterday, saying that could be one effect of Supreme Court decisions after he appoints his successor to retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy, who provided a swing vote in decisions supporting abortion rights in both 1992 and 2016. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump recounts learning of Justice Anthony Kennedy's retirement plans. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
In an interview with Fox News, President Trump says he was at the White House on Wednesday when he became aware of somebody showing up to deliver him something.
You know, I got a call, Maria, that somebody would like to see me. And they were sort of like acting anonymous. I said, wait a minute, I'm the president of the United States. How could I see somebody? I don't know who it is. Anyway, I figured it out. And it was a very elegant moment. It was a beautiful moment. He presented me with a letter.
President Trump saying he'll be announcing his choice to replace Justice Kennedy on the 9th of July. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials have arrested a California man who they say threatened to kill the FCC chairman's family over net neutrality's repeal. A Justice Department release identified the person arrested as Makara Mann of Norwalk, California. According to an affidavit obtained by the Washington Post, the man allegedly sent the emails to FCC Chairman Ajit Pai. In one of the emails, he threatened to kill him and his children. The FBI said Mann admitted sending the emails because he was angry about net neutrality and wanted to scare him. The FCC voted in December to repeal the so-called net neutrality regulations, which were policies that treated internet service providers like a public utility. If convicted, Mann could face up to 10 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It is 8:06, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Weather, hot enough for you? It's not that day today, but it certainly applies, does it not? Flemington right now, it is 20. As soon as my phone decides to provide me some information, I'll be happy to pass it along to you. There we go, 81 degrees right now, clear skies, no rain in the forecast. Today is the second day of July. We at Sunday, July 1st. Sunny today and a mere 97 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. Partly cloudy skies and a low of 72. Winds light and variable tonight. Partly cloudy early tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. 94. Winds light and variable. Chance of rain 40%. Chance of thunderstorms Tuesday night into Wednesday. Scattered thunderstorms in the morning. Cloudy skies late. High near 90. Winds light and variable. Chance of rain 40%. That's Independence Day. Cloudy in the morning on Thursday. Scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day. 91. Friday, thunderstorms likely. 86. Chance of rain 90%. And Saturday, a few passing clouds. Otherwise, generally sunny and a high of just 83. Temperatures in the area, it's 81 in Raritan, 77 at the county complex, 74 down in Lambertville, 73 in Frenchtown, 77 in Phillipsburg, 75 in by Spruce Run, 79 in Washington Township, 86 already in Reddington, and 78 in Bridgewater. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Prohibido a mis ojos el mirarte.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here, coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Fleming, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about in your day. Going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Looking right here. Salsa night. It's going to be July 21st, 4 to 10 p.m. Live bands, dancing, food, shopping, beer, wine garden, and more. Fantastic. One of the best things that happens here on Flemington Main Street. Every year, Hunterdon Helpline is all part of it. And make sure you have it circled on your calendar. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Monday. Welcome to July. July 2nd, 2018. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon and you're watching me on Facebook. We got to get you some traffic. Find out what's going on Hunterdon County Roads. I get my information from Hart. You can do that too. Register with them. They'll send you alerts that I get via email. And you pick and choose the ones that you need. Local, county, state, and interstate roads, highways and byways in and out of Hunterdon County. And at 6:15 this morning, northbound lanes closed. Reports of northbound lanes being closed between Mobus Place, Clinton, and the area of Bourbon Street Liquor. Clinton south of Halsted Street. Use an alternate route. That was at 6:16 this morning. Now, perhaps we'll have some more information. Route 202 northbound at Old York Road, East Amwell. Congestion on 202 exit ramp and Old York Road due to volume. 78 eastbound exit 29 Bridgewater. Delays back to 24 Old Wick White House due to a motor vehicle accident west of 29 in Bridgewater. That came out at 7:49 this morning. And I don't have any update on that Clinton problem, so that must be some type of emergency construction. Be on the lookout and find another way to get out there. Drive safe, sound smart, register with Hart. Good morning, Hunterdon and Hunterdon Chamber Radio Traffic. what is on Hunter Schumer.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10 o'clock. We have, now normally we have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30, but I do not have that today. Michelle is, we're going to work with Michelle the next 2 weeks. She'll be coming on at 9:15. So we'll still get you information prior to the markets open, but we're going to do it a little later in the show as she's running about trying to get her kids to camps. So we're trying to find the prudent way for her to get her information to us, but also drive safe and meet the needs of her family. So we'll do all that in a little bit. Now, in addition to that, we still talk with Mr. Al War. Al War comes on at 8:40 to 9 o'clock, so we'll talk with Al and find out what he's got in store for us today. So Al War, we talk with him every Monday, Business with Al, where he talks about the businesses that he spoke with creating his article for the Hunter County Democrat. The rest of the show, that eclectic mix of news, trivia, information, history, and the like, we'll get all that to you throughout the show. At 10 o'clock, we have a new debuting show. John Macy is coming on. He's been showcased a couple of times on the Sports Guys show. He's going to do his own show during the summer here, Between the Pinstripes. And John will be talking about the Yankees, and I'm sure what he'll be talking about will be about the clobbering of the Red Sox over the weekend. So we'll find out from John all the information about the Yankees, current, past, and in the future. So John's got his finger on the pulse, everything that is New York Yankees, and we'll get all that to you from 10 to 11. At 11 o'clock at Chef Bill's Table, Bill Kinslow comes on and talks about food, preparation, cooking. He does that because he's an executive chef over at Jake's Restaurant on Route 31 and 202. He also helps with the Culinary Institute over at Polytech. So Mr. Kinslow talks all about it, and we're going to play a little bit of July 4th information today. So 11 to 12 is Chef Bill's Table. At noon, it's Get Healthy Hunting with Dr. Ron Miola. Dr. Ron comes on and talks all about being healthy, eating right, making sure you understand all the things that are necessary to be nutritious and ensure that you are eating right. And he gives you all the whys behind it, which is my favorite part of it. It's not just the edict. It's telling you why it's important and what to expect because of it. So listen to Dr. Ron about all that. Mike Hewitt is on from 1 to 2. Mike Hewitt comes on and talks all about the current events and news that are hitting the airwaves and his opinion on it. The award-winning Mental Health Matters is on from 2 to 3. Larry Cartwright and Tracy Ivey talk about mental illness and brain injuries and brain awareness, and also the caregivers that need help and support as well. Hunter Medical Center on the Air is on from 3 to 4, and they talk about the people, places, and programs taking place at our Hunter Medical Center. Hot in Hunter, and Georgine Trinkle is on from 4 to 5. She talks about the people who are making the headlines, the latest headlines in Hunter County. And we finish up the day with Girl Boss, 5 to 6. Devin LeCompte, Brooke Sellis come on and talk about making sure that women are confident and striving to make a name for themselves and get out of the shadows of whatever history has led us to that somehow, some way has made everybody perceive that there's a second class. So Girl Boss brings all that confidence to you and great examples of women who are making names for themselves so that we can all cheer them on. That's the entire Hunter Schumer.com lineup. It is all there on the Hunter Schumer.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup and Facebook page, our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunter Schumer.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Lionel Richie helping me with BrandyGlax.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. For July, we're starting a whole new month. A little ironic. I haven't looked yet, but usually July is a lot shorter amount of monthly celebrations, and I don't understand why. But they're important. Air conditioning appreciation days starts tomorrow. Alopecia month for women. Surprised about this. You might not realize it, but some people have alopecia. It's a little hole, a little balding spot right in the, somewhere in your hairline. So if you notice that, it's usually some little virus. Bereaved Parents Awareness Month. Bioterrorism Disaster Education Awareness Month. Cell Phone Courtesy Month. Wow. Time to really think about that. There's so many people who take for granted the fact that we're just really not interested in your conversation. And for whatever reason, the cell phone makes us talk louder, and therefore you interrupt everybody else's day as you're talking on your phone. Days of the Knife starts on July 25th. Dog Days starts tomorrow. Eye Injury Prevention Month. Family Golf Month. Fragile X Awareness Month. Get Ready for Kindergarten Month. Homochromatosis Screening Awareness Month. Hemochromatosis Screening. Herbal Prescription Interaction Awareness Month. Independent Retailer Month. International Blonde and Deborah Harry Month. National Deli Sandwich Month. Now there's something to get behind. For today, or this week, it's Beans and Bacon Days. It's National Unassisted Home Birth Week. Be Nice to New Jersey Week. And for today, it is Made in the USA Day, Second Half of the Year Day, World UFO Day, and it's I Forgot Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyGlax.com and Lionel Richie. Pick something and get involved.
I can't believe where I am. What have I done to myself? I really didn't mean to hurt us, no.
Vitamin C comes from the Good News Network, published on July 1st by John Large. Now, before I tell you the headline of this, I need to preface it with something. And it needs to be prefaced with the fact that that we constantly talk about how people are dissuaded from their dreams, dissuaded from their whatever their vision is. And some of those visions, some of those dreams are huge and might be, in our opinion, too big to handle, too big to achieve. And we ask people to pare them down so they're achievable. And on top of that, some of these dreams are put together to help not only ourselves, not only our sphere of influence, but maybe, just maybe, to help the world. Well, what if I told you that a 12-year-old had done just that? And when you hear about what this 12-year-old has achieved, it kind of puts to bed all the excuses that you and I and everybody else constantly use as why we can't do something. Or what's worse is the explanations of other people who give us advice and tell us to cull your dreams down. So the title of this particular article is a German 12-year-old boy plants 1 million trees and takes over UN program to plant a trillion more.
Yes.
I was using the word million and trillion in this article, and he's 12 years old. The world is a lot greener thanks to this 20-year-old and his army of climate ambassadors, who have pledged to plant trees and use youth power to avert climate change. Ever since he was 9 years old, Felix Finkbeiner has been an international figurehead for saving the planet. In 2007, the German youngster founded a global youth movement called Plant for the Planet, an initiative that trains and recruits kids from around the world to plant trees as a means of combating climate change. Since its creation, the movement has already made significant progress with the help of over 100,000 enthusiastic young youth between the ages of 9 and 12, and he planted his 1 millionth tree in Germany when he was just 12. Alongside the Paris Agreement, Finkbeiner's campaign is formidable defense of the planet. His speeches as a preteen to the European Parliament and the United Nations General Assembly inspired kids from over 90 countries to join the coalition, saying, quote, "Forests are not only the livelihood of billions, but for us children, forests are our future," unquote. The UN then handed over to Felix the leadership of its Billion Tree Program, which was inspired by Kenyan Nobel Peace Prize winning activist Wangari Maathai, whose Greek Green Belt movement planted 30 million trees in Africa. He is enlarging the program, transforming it into a trillion tree campaign, an audacious international grassroots effort to do exactly that, plant 1 trillion trees in the next 30 years. Just for some perspective, there are currently about 3 trillion trees alive in the world today. So planting a trillion would be an incredible increase. That's roughly 150 trees for every person on Earth according to the National Geographic. Children could plant 1 million trees in every country on Earth and offset CO2 emissions all on their own, while adults are still talking about doing it, said Finkbeiner. His motto, stop talking, start planting, suggests the same sentiment. The campaign is working in collaboration with the organizations such as the World Wildlife Fund and the Wildlife Conservation Society to meet the ambitious goal. The Campeche province in Mexico is already staging a ground for Finkbeiner's no-nonsense motto. Plant for the Planet recently bought 33,300 acres in area, and they are planned to plant 10 million trees by 2020. Other countries have their own plans for reforestation, too. One province in Pakistan had planted 1 billion trees. China is creating forests as big as Ireland. A group of African countries, Ethiopia, Niger, and Mali, are reforesting degraded land. India recently smashed the world record for planting the most amount of trees in a day. And Latin America nations are signing on to reforestation efforts in the Amazon as well. All of these combined initiatives offer great hope for the planet, but organizations aside, Finkbeiner is a textbook example of what we all do as an individual level to save the planet if we just stop talking and start planting. That's the article, folks, but here's the thing that's disturbing to me. Did you hear the United States anywhere in that? No. All these third world nations are involved. Second world nations are involved. I didn't hear any first world nations. The ones that are actually doing all the damage. I didn't hear them. Did you? So we need to get some folks moving. Finkbeiner, unbelievable. 1 trillion trees, 25% increase in just 12 years from now. Ladies and gentlemen, that is vitamin C for today. All right, as I said, we're going to have Michelle Heidi on at 9:15. So we're going to take our quick news break, and then we'll be back on in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and we are on HuntingShimmer.com, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With a Supreme Court nominee to choose, President Trump is reminded that on the campaign trail, he once said he would appoint Supreme Court justices who were opposed to Roe v. Wade and then leave abortion decisions up to individual states. Asked about it in an interview Sunday, the president says,
maybe someday it will be to the states. You never know how that's going to turn out. That's a very complex question. The Roe v. Wade is probably the one that people are talking about in terms of having an effect, but it could very well end up with states at some point.
Trump speaking on Fox News. The nation's biggest business group, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, launching a campaign today opposing the president's trade tariff policies. Nations that have already started retaliating against his tariffs on steel and aluminum include Canada, Mexico, China, and today the European Union. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Police in Boise, Idaho say a man went on a stabbing rampage at an apartment complex that he'd been thrown out of earlier. USA Radio's Wendy King with that story.
Police Chief William Bones says the suspect, Timmy Kinner, targeted a three-year-old's birthday party.
Due to his behavior, he had been asked to leave. Kinney had done so. He returned last night to exact vengeance, not just on those that he had been with as they were not at the apartment, but at any target which was available.
Nine people were injured, including six children.
President Trump says states could one day decide where abortions are legal. Trump sharing that view in an interview on Fox News yesterday, saying that could be one effect of Supreme Court decisions after he appoints his successor to retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy, who provided a swing vote in decisions supporting abortion rights in both 1992 and 2016. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump recounts learning of Justice Anthony Kennedy's retirement plans. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
In an interview with Fox News, President Trump says he was at the White House on Wednesday when he became aware of somebody showing up to deliver him something.
You know, I got a call, Maria, that somebody would like to see me. And they were sort of like acting anonymous. I said, wait a minute, I'm the president of the United States. How could I see somebody? I don't know who it is. Anyway, I figured it out. And it was a very elegant moment. It was a beautiful moment. He presented me with a letter.
President Trump saying he'll be announcing his choice to replace Justice Kennedy on the 9th of July. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials have arrested a California man who they say threatened to kill the FCC chairman's family over net neutrality's repeal. A Justice Department release identified the person arrested as Makara Mann of Norwalk, California. According to an affidavit obtained by the Washington Post, the man allegedly sent the emails to FCC Chairman Ajit Pai. In one of the emails, he threatened to kill him and his children. The FBI said Mann admitted sending the emails because he was angry about net neutrality and wanted to scare him. The FCC voted in December to repeal the so-called net neutrality regulations, which were policies that treated internet service providers like a public utility. If convicted, Mann could face up to 10 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You made me cry when you said goodbye.
All right. Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunterdon on HunterdonChamber.com, voice of business, WHCR-DB. We got just a few minutes before we get Mr. Al Warren on, but I got an article here that might be of interest to you. Registration for the 2018 CEA Joanna Foods Turkey Trot is open. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and the 26th annual CEA Joanna Foods Turkey Trot registration opened on July 1st, a mere 144 days from Thanksgiving Day. The 2018 Turkey Trot will debut some upgrades to the race this year, including corral starts. Runners will be assigned to start corrals based on previous race times or in predicted times. This staging helps facilitate a smoother flow of traffic, creating a faster and safer environment for participants. CEA is encouraging runners and walkers to register early this year. While most consider the Turkey Trot to be a fun run, Those runners that are running competitively will want to secure their starting placement with early registration. As always, Turkey Trot will kick off on Main Street, Flemington on November 22nd. The Turkey Trot course will have a couple of enhancements for runners and walkers. Once the course receives its USATF-New Jersey recertification, we will publish the course map on our website. The link to the 2018 annual CEA Joanna Foods registration is up there on runsignup.com. For more information, contact Turkey Trot at CEA-NJ.org or call CEA at 908-782-1480. The CEA Joanna Foods Turkey Trot is a fundraiser that supports CEA and its mission of facilitating career pathways and community employment for students and adults with disabilities. For more information on sponsorship opportunities, please contact Gina Davio at gdavio@cea-nj.org or call or go directly to the website. Title sponsor is Joanna Foods. Finish line sponsors are Farmers Insurance Company of Flemington and Hunterdon Healthcare. Award sponsors are Angelo's Pizza, Flahaven's Irish Oats, ShopRite of Hunterdon County. T-shirt sponsors are Biller of America and Parker Agency. Sign sponsors, American Tire and Auto Care, NJM Insurance Group. So go and enjoy that, man. Now, I have information a little later on about a run that you can take place in July. We'll get to that when we do community info. But CEA, definitely something you want to look into, either as a participant or as a spectator. It puts us on the map, and I had a great chat with everybody about it last year, and so go and enjoy yourself. We're going to take a break, get Mr. Al War on the line. You'll listen to Good Morning Hunterdon on Huntshimmer.com.
With your measured abandon and your farmer's walk, with your let's go smile and your body talk, with your mother's burden and your father's...
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county.